Blog Talk Radio. was told in the Bible. He said, I've seen Satan fall like lightning. Amen. But we've seen him ascended. So he's lifted up and he has the victory. Amen. Seen.
King of Kings. Hallelujah to the Lord of Lords. Praise God. We give him all the glory. We give him all the praise. We give him all the honor. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. 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 What a blessed night. What a blessed night. Praise God. We can praise him. Praise God. We can give him glory. Praise God. We can lift up his name. Praise God. Because he's worthy to be praised. And we can give our hallelujahs, the highest praise unto our God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. We just love the Lord tonight because it's a blessed night. Praise God. Hallelujah. It's a blessing just to be here, oh, to minister to you, to sing songs with you, to, oh, yes, to rejoice in the Lord with our God, our Savior. Praise God. Oh, God, we worship you. Yes, Lord God. We adore you. We magnify you. Oh, God, for you are good and you are awesome in all your ways, God. Oh, thank you, Father God, for loving us. Thank you, Father God, for never leaving us or not for giving up on us, oh, God. Thank you, Lord God, that you, oh, God, have given us a good day, oh, God, to praise you, oh, God. Oh, thank you, Father God. Thank you, Lord God, that your love, God, oh, yes, Lord God, is deeper than any sea, wider than any ocean, higher than any mountain. Praise God. Hallelujah. The Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not want. He maketh us to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth us beside the still waters. He leadeth us in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though we walk through the valley of the shadows of death, we will not fear no evil, for you are with us, O God. Oh, thank you, Father. Your rod and your staff. Oh, they comfort us and they give us peace. The peace that passes all understanding. Thank you, Lord. Oh, we praise our God. Oh, he filleth our cup and our cup runneth over. Praise God. We don't stand in need for nothing because God is our supplier. Praise God. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we will dwell in the house of the Lord. Oh, praise God. Oh, in his house. Praise that what he has prepared for us. That what, oh, praise God, the way he has made us. fearfully and wonderfully made us. Took his time. Oh, thank you, Father God. Thank you. We come tonight with thanksgiving, God. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, Lord God. Oh, God, thank you for every mother, God, tonight, oh, God. Father, in the name of Jesus, give a comfort and peace that passes all understanding. Every family, God, every father who is the head of the household, God, train his mind and thoughts, oh, God. Oh, God, to be the man that you want him to be, God. Oh, praise God. That child under obedience, God. Oh, Father God, in the name, we speak to those demonic spirits that's trying to, oh, God, tear that home apart tonight. Oh, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that thy home shall be filled with joy and peace. Oh, yes, Lord God. Oh, God, Father God, comfort and bring peace in the name of Jesus, Lord God. No weapon formed against us shall prosper. Every one of Satan's weapons, we bring them down and we trample them under our feet. Praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, the devil is a liar and the truth is not in him. Oh, because God, you have made us mighty warriors. You have made us conquerors through Jesus Christ our Lord. Praise God. And Lord, we worship you with our whole heart. Oh, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Lord, we thank you for being a mighty God to us, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, that you are a provider. We thank you, Lord God, yes, God, that you give liberally to your children every day, God. Oh God, you don't take from us, but you give to us, oh God. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Father God. Oh, thank you, Father God, for Jesus. All that's seated on the right hand of the Father, making intercession for us. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, oh God, that he's pleading that case, God. Thank you for forgiveness. Thank you for dying for us, Jesus. Oh, you gave your life for us, oh God. Oh God, and Lord, we do thank you and we do praise you. We do, oh God, appreciate everything, God, that you have done for your children. We thank you that you, oh God, oh, God, chose us to be your children. Praise God. We thank you, Lord God. Oh, God, that there is none other. Oh, God, there is none other besides you, oh, Father God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, you are our helper. You are our strength. You are, oh God, the one that builds us up, oh God, in our most holy faith, God, that causes us to stand, oh God, in the midst of trials and tribulation and adversities, God. Thank you, Father God. Oh, thank you, Father God. Oh, Lord God, for giving us families. Thank you, Lord, the way you have this thing designed, oh God. Thank you, Father God. Thank you for your word, God. It's a lamp to our feet and a light to our path, oh God. And Lord God, we're going to walk in it, oh God, truly. We're going to walk in it, and God, we're going to believe in it, oh God, and we want faith, oh God. Faith, oh God, to rise, oh God, higher than anything else, oh God. Father God, to believe you, God, for the miraculous. Father, there he is. One that listened to this program, God. Father God, that's going through something, God. We pray, oh God, that they will be healed. We pray that they will be delivered. We do pray for salvation in the hearts and the mind of your people. We do pray for those children, oh God, that they will turn from their wicked ways and God turn to you, oh God. Oh God, we pray, oh Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Anyone that's lost, God, oh God, they'll come into the fold and say, what must I do to be saved? Oh Father God, in the name of Jesus, if there's a prodigal son, God, we call them up, oh God, and tell them to run back to you, God, because your arms are open, oh God. Your arms are open wide to receive. Oh, Lord, we thank you. We thank you that you are that kind of God. Oh, God, thank you. Thank you, Father. You said in everything to give thanks, God. That's why we come with thanksgiving, God. Meditation in our hearts upon you, God, because you told us to meditate in the Word day and night. Don't let it leave us, God. And, God, we don't want your Holy Spirit to leave us. We want you, oh, God, to be in control of everything that concerns us, oh, God. Thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Oh, thank you. Well, you are listening to God's Favorites Ministry International. Have you lost a loved one, son or daughter to drugs or to the prison walls? Maybe slain by the bullet. Or whatever you may be going through. Maybe some type of sickness or disease. You know, we can believe God and have the faith that he's going to heal your body tonight. That child's going to be got off of drugs tonight. That child, behind the prison bars will be protected tonight. God is favored, so reaching out to help heal your hurts. We know that we face many hurts and trials and tribulations in this life, but Jesus said in Matthew 11:28, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Jesus said he will give you rest. We believe what Jesus said. If Jesus said come, we just need to come to him, praise God, with open hearts, and let him do the work. If we come with open hearts, surely he will do the work. And we so glad that we serve a king as that. Praise God. That is a mighty king. Praise God. Hallelujah. It's Jesus, King of kings and Lord of lords. Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you for listening tonight. Praise God. Hallelujah. At this time, I'm going to send it over to my co-host, Minister Peggy Bodden, and then I'll be back with the word. Praise God. Hallelujah. Minister Bodden.
Why, thank you. Isn't it wonderful that we can listen to a wonderful gospel station? And the program is God's Favorite Radio Program, featuring Pastor Evangelist Vivian George. You may reach us at God's Favorites, Post Office Box 1704, Marrero, Louisiana 70073. Again, to reach us by writing is by God's Favorites, Post Office Box 1704, Marrero, Louisiana 70073. Also, dial this number, area code 714-409-0578, to listen to our Block Talk radio program, which is God's Favorites radio program. And we are also on Facebook, Twitter, and podcasts. Just think about it. You can take and you can dial that number, 714-409-0578, on Sunday nights at 7 o'clock, and you will be able to hear Block Talk Radio, Facebook, and Twitter, and also the message by Pastor Evangelist Vivian George. On Friday nights at 8 p.m., Minister Janice Williams is the host of Victorious Living, a part of the Ministry of God's Favorites. Again, call this number, area code 714-409-0578. That's on Friday nights at 8 p.m. You will also receive a great blessing by just listening to the Word of God that was meant for you to hear and to receive. And God is willing to help us through all of our troubles. Yes, tonight we have some prayer requests for friends that are going through heart surgery on Wednesday. And also we have two friends that's going to have eye surgery tomorrow. Just ask God to guide those doctors' hands and give them the blessings that they need. Missionaries, we need to pray for them. We need to pray for those missionaries that's out there in the Barbados area and in the Bahamas that's helping to restore those islands. and that rainstorm that is trying to make up out there, God, just have mercy on those people and let them get too much of anything, because you are the healer, you are the transformer, and you can do anything. You can speak to those winds and those waves and say, get away from there. They are my people. They are trusting me. They want me to take and heal their land. Yes, we need a God that will heal our land, and we can have him if we just ask him into our hearts. And we can be a wonderful Christian for him. The five principles developing a healthy attitude is: choose to think positive, practice learning and growing, find teachers and be teachable, conquer fear, don't stop taking action. That's how we develop a healthy attitude. And a healthy attitude will help us live God's life daily. In Psalms 115, it says, "It does not belong to us, Lord. The glory belongs to you because of your love and loyalty. Why do the nations ask, where is their God? Our God is in heaven. He does what he pleases. Their idols are made of silver and gold, the work of human hands. They have mouths, but they cannot speak. They have eyes, but they cannot see. They have ears, but they cannot hear. They have nose, but they cannot smell. They have feet, but they cannot feel. They have feet, but they cannot walk. No sound comes from their throat. People who make idols will be like them, and so will those who trust them. Family of Israel, trust the Lord. He is your helper and your protection. Family of Aaron, trust the Lord. He is your helper and your protection. You who respect the Lord should trust him. He is your helper and your protection. The Lord remembers us and will bless us. He will bless the family of Israel. He will bless the family of Aaron. The Lord will bless those who respect him, from the smallest to the greatest. May the Lord give you success, and may he give you and your children success. May you be blessed by the Lord who made heaven and earth. Heaven belongs to the Lord, but he gave the earth to people. Dead people do not praise the Lord. Those in the grave are silent, but we will praise the Lord now and forever." And what do we have? We have praises to the Lord because he gives us strength to control a healthy attitude. And having a healthy attitude helps us to serve him more and more each day. Remember to pray for your neighbors. Remember to continue praying for yourself for a deeper walk. Remember to pray for children, those that have parents and those that don't have parents. And for griefs, yes, for grieving people, we have many people that's grieving today. They're grieving for the lack of love. They're grieving for the love of God. They're grieving because their children has become drug addicts, alcoholics, and now one of the leading things in this world is these e-cigarettes. Let God take care of your child. Let God take care of your life. Let God be the healer. Keep praying. Keep talking. Keep remembering that God is God and he will always will be God. Thank you for listening to our gospel program, and thank you for listening on Sunday nights and on Friday nights, because God is God and he will always be God. Again, thank you for listening. We're praying for you, and we expect a miracle for you this week. Just think about I expect a miracle from God this week. Keep saying that in your mind and keep saying that in your soul, and you will be blessed. Pastor Evangelist Vivian George.
Praise God, praise God, praise God. Thank you, Minister Peggy. Praise God. Well, our title tonight is, What is Life? What is life? Have you thought about your life and how important your life is? And what is life? You're living a life, don't know why you're living or how you're living. What is life? We're going to look at Proverbs 8:35. What is life? For whoso findeth me, findeth life, and shall obtain favor of the Lord. What is life? I think that was a great statement there made in Proverbs. For whoso findeth me, praise God, findeth life. We should be seeking the Lord every day to know his will, his ways, and what pleases the Father. What he wants us to do and what he wants us to speak. Life is not just living, but finding out what God has planned for us. Praise God. And living out those plans. Praise God. What is life? Praise God. We know God will put someone in our path to share the word with and to let, just not let the day pass by or the person pass by. Why? Because we are to be planting seeds. We are to be cultivating. We ought to be, what I'm saying, that we ought to be doing something in life. Don't just let life just pass you by. We ought to be busy for the Lord. Why? Because life, the life that is in us, is not being activated. If it's not being activated, then we are not living the life that God wants us to live. God has instructions to be carried out, and we are here to carry out those instructions. Praise God. He has chosen us to carry out the instructions and the plans that he has left for us. Praise God. You are a blessed person in the spiritual things of God when you carry out the plans of God. A life in Christ is a life being lived out. A life in Christ is a life being lived out, a daily walk with Christ. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. It is a life that will live on forever. Do you look forward to living forever and to never die? Where we shall live and reign with him forever. What is life? Think about it. What is life? It is a life of joy in the Holy Ghost, because we are expecting something greater. We are making plans to be with him. Are you making plans to be with the Father? Where is your life leading you to? It is a life being lived out every day, every day, every day. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We're going to go over to Matthew chapter 16. verse 24 through 28. And it reads as thus. Then said Jesus to his disciples, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me. For whosoever will save his life shall lose it, and whosoever will lose his life for my sake will find it. For what is man profit if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? And what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? For the Son of Man shall come in the glory of his Father with his angels, and then he shall reward every man according to his works. Like I said, this is life is to be busy about our Father's business. Verse 28 said, verily I say unto you, there be some standing here which shall not taste death till they see the Son of Man coming in his kingdom. Praise God. This life is to be lived out. Seek the kingdom. Seek his righteousness, that the purpose of God be lived out in your life. Praise God. That's what I'm talking about. You want to live this life according to what God has planned for you, not to be just someone lingering through, don't know which way you're going, die with no seeds planted. Praise God. Luke 12 and 15 says, praise God, 12 and 15, and he said unto them, take heed, beware of covetousness. A man's life consists not in the abundance of things which he possesses. You got to realize that this life that I'm talking about, I'm not talking about things. I'm not talking about what all you have accumulated that God have blessed you with. I'm talking about a life everlasting, living in the kingdom. Praise God. Man, greed has become a part of him. The more he sees, the more he wants. So we build bigger barns to store. He is not thinking about his life in Christ, but how much more he will receive. And that's where we'll see things in this time. The rich are getting richer. Praise God. They are building bigger barns. Praise God. Hallelujah. And they are falling. Praise God. Oh, we see so many of our people falling, going to jail, because they are not living the abundant life. They are living a life here on earth. What pleases the flesh, what pleases the eyes, praise God. Hallelujah. That's what I'm talking about. Hallelujah. See where man have gotten off from God, have strayed from God, praise God, and he's not living their life. God has blessed them so that they can bless others, but they get into all kind of downfalls, and they fall, and they fall, and it seems as though they're not learning. They're steady falling because the weakness of the flesh, not living the abundant life. Luke 12, 20 and 23 says, 20 through 23, but God said unto him, thou fool, this night thy soul shall be required of thee. Then those shall those things be which thou hast provided. So is he that layeth up treasures for himself and is not rich toward God. And he said to his disciples, therefore I say unto you, take no thought for your life, what ye shall eat, neither for the body, what you shall put on. This is not what God wants you to be concerned about. The life is more than meat, and the body is more than raiment. God wants you to think more upon the things of him, the spiritual side of life, God's spirit. And he wanted us to think upon the spiritual things, those things that will edify him. He's not concerned. Yes, he blesses you with food and clothing and homes, beautiful homes. Oh, yes, money to buy. But he don't want you to be consumed. Life is more important than what's happening down here on this earth. Praise God. Life is about everlasting, being with the Father, doing the work of the Father, telling others about Jesus, leading them to salvation. Praise God. Your life should not consist in the abundance of things that you possess, that God has blessed you with, but in the life that will never end. This is where God wants you to be, in that inner circle, dwelling in him. Your life should consist of kingdom principles, praise God. The things that pleases God, kingdom principles, praise God. Hallelujah, praise God, hallelujah. Oh, I hope you are getting this. What is life? What is your life to you tonight? What is your life to you? I want you to think about what God wants you to think of when it comes to your life. Looking forward to being with him, praise God, where there will be no more children behind bars, where there will be no more drugs, where there will be no more breakdown in the homes. Praise God. Let's look at John 10, 15 through 17. 10. Okay, and it reads as thus, 10, 15 through 17. And the Father knoweth me, even so know I the Father. And I lay down my life for the sheep. And other sheep I have, which are not of this fold, them also I must bring, and they shall hear my voice, and there shall be one fold and one shepherd. Praise God. Therefore doeth the Father love me, because I lay down my life that I might take it again. He want us to lay this old fleshly life down for him, praise God, and live in the spirit. Oh, praise. Jesus laid down his life for his Father. How much more are you willing to lay down your life for someone or for him? Praise God. How much more are you willing to lay down your life for the Father? Praise and live in the kingdom. Praise God. Do the work of the ministry. Praise God. God has a work for us to do down here. What is life without Christ? I can't live. I can't breathe. I can't praise him. I couldn't even pray. I can do things in vain, but it will not be spiritual. You would get no understanding of his word because you are dead. You are dead in Christ. Praise God. You are dead to the things of Christ. Praise God. Hallelujah. So we want to live a life that's pleasing to the Lord, a life in Christ. Some people may say, I read the Bible. I don't get no understanding out of it. That's because they are dead. Need to pray. Praise God. I don't discuss the Bible. Why? Because you are dead. I hear many people say to me when I want to bring them Jesus, I don't discuss the Bible. That's to push you back. Don't come on them because they don't know the word. They don't read the word. They don't study the word. They just only going through life. Dead. Praise God. You see where I'm coming from? But we want a life in Christ. Praise God. There is an excitement in telling someone about Jesus. if you are in Christ. There is a readiness inside of you to tell a person about Christ. Praise God. Hallelujah. In case they don't know or in case they need to be encouraged. You are living in the life of Christ when you can tell someone about the goodness of Jesus. Praise God. When you can encourage someone in case they need to be set free from something, in case they need to be delivered from something. If you are in Christ, then you are a strength. You are a help. God, we are God's helpers. That's why we need to live a life in Christ. What is life if I can't tell somebody of what the Lord has done for me? What is life? If I can't talk about Jesus and tell about what Jesus has done for me, praise God, what is life? I want you to think about it. I want you to think about that word. What is life if I can't tell somebody about the goodness of Jesus and all that he has done for me? Praise God. Life is living out what Jesus has planned for us. Praise God. Look what Galatians 2 and 20 says. I am crucified with Christ. I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. Praise God. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. What a broad statement there that our Father have given us. Oh, I think I should read it again. I am crucified. Are you crucified with Christ? What is your life if you are not crucified with Christ? You haven't given it over to him. You're not living for him. You're not living the life that he has planned for you. I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Yet not I, but Christ is living on the inside of me. Praise God. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith of the Son of God, who loved me. Who loved me? There are some things in that scripture there. You ought to just mark it. Praise the God, and just go back. Oh, because it's marked in my Bible. I'm crucified, and who with? Christ. And he living in me, who loved me. Praise God. There are some things he's pointing out to us here. And he gave himself for me. He gave himself for you to live an overcoming life, a life, as I said earlier, of joy and peace in the Holy Ghost. Praise God. It's who's in me. I'm not living this life by myself. Praise God. I am living by faith. It's in him that has loved me with an everlasting love. It's the one that has buried all my sins on the cross. It's in him do I move and have my being. Praise God. Hallelujah. I love this. Praise God. It's in him that I have this everlasting love. Praise God. I don't have this without him. Praise God. Hallelujah. My question is to you tonight. What is life without God? I am nothing without him. Praise God. I am nothing without him. Praise God. According to John, praise God, 5 and 24. And we will turn there. Praise God. John 5 and 24 says, praise God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. It reads as thus. Hallelujah. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me has everlasting life and shall not come unto condemnation, but is passing from death to life. This is life. This is life everlasting. I love it. I love it. Pray, I am not concerned about life here. I want everlasting life. And that is what the woman said to Jesus at the well. She said, give me that water that I will never thirst again, and everlasting, that will give me everlasting life. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. That's what a kind of life I'm talking about. When I ask you what is life, it's that everlasting life. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Look at John 10:10. Praise God. Hallelujah. John 10:10 says, the Jew therefore said unto that was cursed, it is the Sabbath day. It is not lawful for thee to carry thy bed. Let me see. No, that's not it. Let's go over to 10. Pray. John 10:10 says, the thief cometh not but to steal, kill, and destroy. I am come that they may have life. Underline again, life, and that they might have it more abundantly. I'm telling you, in the fullness, I want to live the life in the fullness of Christ. I want to know, why am I living this life? What are you living this life for? I'm living it to live again. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. What is life without God? I cannot live this life without God. I need him in every area of my life. He said the thief coming to steal. Yes, if you are not living this life, praise God, the thief is going to come. He's going to try to destroy you. The thief is going to try to kill you. The thief is going to try to destroy you. Oh, when you come to the point in your life that I'm not living the life for this thief to steal and kill and destroy me. I'm living this life that God is going to keep me. I am. Come, that he might have life and that you might have it more abundantly. Praise God. You are living a life, an overcoming life in Christ Jesus. He's in you and you are in him. Praise God. Hallelujah. What an awesome life that we live concerning our lives in Christ Jesus. He is the good shepherd. We are his sheep. Praise God. He calls us unto his own. He calls us to live a life that's pleasing in his sight. He tells us, he leads us, and he guides us, and he tells us to turn from our wicked ways. Praise God. It's good to have a father that is going to lead you all the way. It's good to have a daddy that loves us so much. It's so good to know that person is living on the inside of you. When he left here, he did not leave us comfortless. He said, I'll send the comforter. Praise God. And the comforter will live on the inside of you. Thank you for the Holy Spirit, Lord Jesus,
yes,
for living on the inside of us. Thank you that I'm just not living just to be living everyday life and not accomplishing. We are accomplishing. We are going through. We are being hunters. We are being fishermen. We are being busy for God to do the work that is planned for us here on this earth. Praise God. Hallelujah. So think about this week. What is life to you? What is life to you? Are you just going through life and living and not being productive? We ought to be productive citizens. Praise God. On earth. Praise God. As well in the spirit. Praise God. Yes, we are to work down here, but we are to work for Jesus and to be, oh, his mouthpiece. Yes, to be his hands extended. Praise God. Hallelujah. He told us, praise God, go and do the work that I did, but do more. Praise God. He only set some examples for us to go by. Praise God. And we are to fulfill those examples. Praise God. Heal the sick. Raise the dead. Praise God. I know I was at a lady's birthday. She was evangelist, and she passed out on me, praise God, last year for her birthday. She had celebrated, and she hadn't eaten. And the lady was dying. And God told me, what did I tell you to do? I said, I will raise the dead. This lady had literally one part of her body had stopped breathing, a brain or a heart, one, and it had taken a different pump. I stepped back and obeyed God while everybody was around her and trying to revive her. And God said, step back and pray. And when I stepped back and obeyed God and began to pray, praise God, I saw her begin to come back to herself. By the time the paramedics got there, she had revived. I'm telling you, God will do great things in your midst if you are living in the life that he has caused you to live in. Praise God. He said he will heal the sick. I believe God will do it. You got to have the faith, as I just read earlier. It's a life of faith in Christ Jesus. Believing God will do the miraculous. Praise God. He will do it. God is not a God that he shall lie. He's a God, oh, that have loved us with an everlasting love. And he, as I read earlier, all the way. This is not a part-time thing, people. This is not a part-time thing. This is a thing all the way until he shall come get us and bring us to live and reign with him forever. That's what I'm looking for. I'm looking for a life in Christ where I will live and reign with the Father forever and ever and ever, where there will be no more pain, no more suffering. No more of all this that we are going through. See, I'm not looking at this down here. I'm looking at a renewed mind in Christ, praise God, a life to live forever, praise God. Well, I'm so glad that you tune in with us this night. Be with us again, praise God. And if you are going through some type of hurt, please call us back at 504-347-5797. We will pray with you. If we are gone off the air, we will be glad to pray with you at any time. Praise God. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May he cause his face to shine upon you. May he be gracious to you. May he lift up his countenance towards you. And may he give you peace in the name of Jesus. We pray. Because God say, bless his people, and when you bless his people, they will be blessed. Bless you this week in your going in, coming out, your uprising, and your sitting down. Be with Minister Janice on Friday. Amen. Bye-bye.